Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That ass is so hot right now.
Hot quarterbacks.
Jeez, look at the butt on that.
And hot takes.
Yeah, he must work out.
This is Danny and Dusty on Conference Championship Week.
Brought to you by Smartline Home Design, a trusted local architectural design studio ready to bring your dream home to life. Visit smartlinehomedesign.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080. The Fan.
Hour 3 on a Football Friday. We're listening on 1080 AM. Watching along on YouTube.com/1080AMTheFan or Twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Football Friday. And we have plenty to dive into for a wonderful, wonderful championship weekend. We made our picks yesterday afternoon. Dealer's choice, good sir. Which game piques your interest more?
Well, it's the Chiefs-Bills.
Yeah.
That one piques my interest more. Just because, well, obviously, it's Kansas City is looking to go on a three-peat. They have a tougher road than anybody from the NFC. Just look at, and aside from the fact their first game was against Houston, right? They were going
to
have to play Buffalo. Well, they scored one. They scored a touchdown.
Oh, you're right. They missed the extra point.
They had to go through either Buffalo or Baltimore. I mean, that road, no matter who is coming out of the NFC, it's exponentially harder to play in this conference championship game. Now, Detroit and Philly would have been one of those games had Detroit stayed healthy enough to stop Jaden Daniels
would have
and
been
Washington
a slobber
at all. But as it is, you're looking at this game, you have two star quarterbacks, you have two teams that are title contending profile teams at the beginning of the year, and they continue to do that this year and throughout. On the NFC side, you have one team that they're playing with house money in Washington, and expectations are that Philly, they need to get over the hump and they need better quarterback play. Everything just tells you AFC championship game is going to be a more compelling game and a better game to watch. With that said, though, I mean, you go to the flaws of both of the teams in Buffalo and in Kansas City. And look, it is no secret that Travis Kelce has just been ramping up as the season has gone on. I've been talking about this since the beginning of the year when fantasy football owners were like, oh, wasted a pick on Travis Kelce. He's washed now. Don't take your fantasy as what Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs
And you did
are.
Waste a pick on him.
You did.
That did happen.
Because this is the time of his career where it's a marathon, man. And this is winning time for them. This is the time where they care about the most. And that's going to be the interesting thing moving forward with Kansas City is that division, even with Pete Carroll and the flaws in the Raiders roster, that's the best coach division in football.
Yeah. We didn't talk about this.
There are questions.
Bangers. Those coaches.
There is a question. Every other division with at least one coach, every single coach in the AFC West has got the pedigree and they know how to coach football.
Harbaugh's the only one in that division without a ring.
Yeah. Well,
but they've all been to a Super Bowl.
No.
Every single one.
Yeah. Like, think about that. Like, the coach that's in that division who might be the best coach is the only one without a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. Because right now it's Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll.
I don't know that we've ever had a group of more accomplished coaches in a division.
That is bonkers to think about how well that division is coached.
On my way in this morning, I was listening to our favorite morning show, Dirt and Sprague, and they were having a similar conversation, and they wondered about the like early 90s NFC East. Mm-hmm. With Dallas, Washington, Philly, and New York, and the coaches that were there at around that time. So you had like a Jimmy Johnson, Joe Gibbs.
But the divisions were also different because they were bigger back then.
Right, yeah. But I don't remember if Parcells was still there, and maybe was it still like a Buddy Ryan in Philly?
I don't know. Yeah, it would have been Buddy Ryan.
But it was pretty
92-ish.
But that was a pretty solid group there, early 90s in the NFC East.
Yeah, but this is the best, hands down.
Yes.
The best coach division in football right now. And that's going to be something moving forward. It doesn't pertain to this week. But, I mean, as you look at all the matchups and you sit there and you go tit for tat, both of these defenses have played really stinking well, especially down the stretch and all season long for Kansas City. They've been really good in keeping him into games. But the injury to Taylor Rapp is a big one for Buffalo.
Yeah, because he's the only one listed as truly questionable.
Oh, he's out.
Is he out? Okay.
Yeah. So with Taylor Rapp, I think that injury is massive for Buffalo without having him, because when you can play too high and cap it, and you have a guy like Rapp who not just plays with physicality, but also has great ball awareness and can make plays on the ball. Taylor Rapp is a dude. And that is going to be a big one because of if you can cap Mahomes and you can play, keep everything in front of you, then and rally to it underneath and have that guy with really good awareness coming up and playing on ball like that. But that's a game changer. And that was an equalizer the first time that these two teams played. But you also, you know, it's going to ask the guy that I said was going to be kind of that dark horse player outside of quarterbacks for Buffalo. He's got to play exponentially better, and that's Taron Johnson, right? Keeping things underneath, getting the intermediate passing game in check. This Kansas City team isn't the, we're going to, you know, lull you to sleep with underneath passing game and then hit you deep and have the knockout punch like they had for years with Tyreek Hill. They are outside quick game. You got to rally to the ball. It is the intermediate game, finding Travis Kelce in soft spots, you know, layering your passing concepts. They try to beat you methodically, and that is where, dude, Taylor Rapp was a difference maker earlier. Now Taron Johnson's going to have a bigger load. Matt Milano, you have to make sure that everything coming across the middle is kept in front of you because you're playing a backup back behind you. Everything gets exponentially tougher. You know, Von Miller and Greg Rousseau, they have to be that cage to make sure Mahomes can't create and allow those receivers that extra half a second to get open. That is huge in this football game.
And I think it's really poignant when you point out Rousseau and Miller, and one of the things that the highlights kind of coming in this game is the transition this year from Thuney from guard to tackle. And while he has allowed less pressures and less sacks collectively than that offensive line,
not last week,
that's the thing, is like as the competition has started to ramp up a little bit, it has been more detrimental. And Rousseau has had a career high not only in effectiveness, but the thing that I think coaches probably look at more, and that's pressures. Because when the more opportunities, the more chances you get, the more likely you are to have the positive outcome for your defense or negative outcome for an offense. If your pressure rate is through the roof, which Rousseau's has been this year, just because it doesn't turn into a sack does not mean it is not a positive play.
No.
In fact,
no. Hurry should be a stat.
Yes. And if you are somebody who is exceptional at that, because that is pocket disruption and those kind of things, those lead to errant throws. Those lead to the ball coming out early, and which leads to deflections and interceptions and getting teams behind the sticks. And, you know, those are the things that I think that start adding up more and more. And if you take a look at this Chiefs team, that's the thing about the viability of their three-peat. The margin of error each year has gotten thinner because another guy moves on for another deal. Another guy gets a year older. Another guy falls behind. Somebody else doesn't step up quite as much. And that is always the problem of coming back and repeating and coming back and repeating and doing it a third time. It's why it's never been done in the modern era. And I think that when you start looking at these things, it's not that the Chiefs are weak. It's just that the weaknesses are maybe a little bit more exploitable.
But when your defense can be game wreckers, and you can have Chris Jones in the middle and on the edges, like getting healthy and staying healthy at the right times
playing
of the
duck,
year.
Duck goose with offensive linemen,
but I'm talking defensively. That is where Kansas City is going to absolutely be a neutralizer to James Cook, Josh Allen in the Buffalo offense. Like Buffalo's offense, they are not going to take the top off it. And look, the weather is going to play a factor in this. It's going to be cold. It's not going to be snowy. No. They're not. It's not going to be like an ice bowl out there.
It's going to be a grinded out game.
But both of these teams are definitely built for that this year. And that's the thing with Kansas City, is that closing time last week, Kareem Hunt was running the ball really effectively for them. Thought that it was going to be Isaiah Pacheco. Like, he was just mauling dudes. And now, with Pacheco being healthy, like, can they just bleed out a lot more clock and not have to rely on Mahomes running around, scrambling, and creating extra, you know, dump-off pass yards? Dude, they can run the ball really effectively. And if on the defensive side for Kansas City, if they can't slow down Josh Allen in a plus-one run game, this is the time where Buffalo, Joe Brady and that offense, they're going to ride Josh Allen.
And they should.
They absolutely should. He's going to take a punishment, though. And quarterback flopping may be at an all-time high in this game. Mm-hmm. Brace yourselves. Be ready for it. Because for all the flowers that both Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes get, they are the two most egregious floppers of quarterbacks in the NFL. But, I mean, the difference in why Josh Allen gets a pass, because he'll lower his shoulder more often than Mahomes will.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take some hits and dish them out. But don't let it fool you. They're both going to be fishing for flags. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope that officials just kind of stay out of the way in this game, because that is really what is, people want to say it's helped Kansas City. It's also what is just ground them to a halt when they don't win a Super Bowl, jumping off sides in an NFC championship game.
Just biting them. No, it's an interesting spot for him to be in. I made no qualms about this. I want the Bills to win. They're 0-3 against the Chiefs in the postseason. I hope they figure it out.
I do, too. I mean, they seem, if there's going to be a year you're going to do it, this is the one right here. This is the matchup right here. It's not in Buffalo, but you, in both of these games, for Buffalo and Philly, you can't have a close game late. You can't have a close game late. Patrick Mahomes has proven time and time again he will beat you.
And Jaden Daniels ain't far behind.
This year, he's way far behind.
Well, I mean, this year.
But this year, he has been absolutely nails in final stretches of games.
He might, as insane as it sounds, this year, he might be the best quarterback in the final 2 minutes. Like, I know Mahomes' record and all that kind of thing. But
well, and a guy who, he's getting a lot of criticism because of the way he played, but Lamar Jackson was really damn good in crunch time, final minutes of games this past year.
It's crazy how good Lamar or Jaden Daniels has been, which is exactly
I think I saw somewhere that Jaden Daniels is only second to Lamar Jackson in those in the last 5 minutes of the game this entire year.
Which has no purpose in reality, a rookie being able to do that.
No.
Which is where we're going to go next. The Philadelphia Eagles do take on the Washington Commanders for the third time this year. It is the rubber match for the right to go to the Super Bowl. You know, I want to preface this before we go to the break. We had a listener last week who texted in when we said we talked about the Commanders, and how the question was, how do the Commanders beat the Lions? And he said, why are you talking about this? The Lions are favorites. And we had given a ton of love to the Lions, and rightfully so. They deserved it. But the Commanders deserve it too, and they're here showing that now. And again, I'm going to ask the question. How do the Commanders beat the Eagles? Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The other game on the other side of Championship Weekend features the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles for the right to go to the Super Bowl. And I preface this by going to the break with, how do the Commanders win this game? Because they are the young team. They are the one playing with house money. They are not the ones with everything on the line. They are the ones who came into this with the rookie quarterback and everything to gain.
Get a lead early. Honestly, it's going to be really tough. Because think of where Philly is the strongest on the defensive side of the football.
Everywhere.
No, Jalen Carter, right in the middle.
Yeah.
And Sam Cosmi going down with an injury. He's done for the year. Like, having an interior offensive lineman go down, and then you're saying, by the way, backup, here comes Jalen Carter
comes
at you.
Demon. Also, it's not just an interior offensive lineman going down. It's your best interior offensive lineman going down.
And so that is, you want to talk about a one-man wrecking crew, mm-hmm. and he can be a big equalizer. And one thing that Washington has done a really good job of, Jane Daniels has done a really good job, he gets a ball out on schedule, in rhythm, and makes really good decisions. If Philly can heat him up and make it uncomfortable and push that pocket, it was always the thing that, like, it was, for some reason, Tom Brady, right? How do you beat Tom Brady? Push him off his spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's every damn quarterback. Yeah. Like, push him off his spot, and then if you have an athletic quarterback, you got to cage him in and make sure he has nowhere to roll. Collapsing the interior of an offensive line is the biggest part of a pass rush. Every guy who is a sack monster has somebody in the middle who is creating havoc mm-hmm. and allowing you to pin your ears back and go. Quarterback gets more depth because he can't step up in a pocket. It makes it easier for you as a pass rusher. That is going to be easier said than done for Washington to give Jaden Daniels that time and be in rhythm for throughout the course of the game. But if they can keep the game close, dude, if the game is close at the end of the game, who do you trust more? Crazy to think. Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts? It's Jaden Daniels
it's
right
Daniels.
Now.
And the Pro Football Focus has, this is crazy. The more I read about this, the more I was like, this is kind of, like, it puts in perspective how good he has been. This year, under pressure, through the playoffs, he has an overall grade of 97. It is the highest rating they have given a quarterback, any quarterback, not rookie, any quarterback since 2006.
That's pretty good.
So basically in the last 20 years, okay? And it's not just his mobility as far as like getting out and running that has been good. He has a 92.8 passing grade under pressure in that same period, which puts him, as the best quarterback in the playoffs since 2006.
And that's just playoffs?
Just playoffs.
Okay, so that,
but again, it's
ridiculously small sample size, and you don't have, he hasn't faced the exciting whites in the back end of Philly's offense. No. Quinyon Mitchell, or defense, Philly and Quinyon Mitchell, dude, that injury looms huge.
This isn't just this year's playoffs, though. So it's not that small of a sample size. It's every playoff game since 2006. Okay, so that's a fair amount of games.
But he's played two.
Okay, again, what he has been able to do, though, has been very good. And when you're taking a look at this, and this is where sample size matters, to your point. While his sample size is small, the control is they're all playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
So against good teams, he's doing very well in his limited samples.
Right.
So if you're looking for like the counter to, hey, yes, heat him up, yes, for sure. But also in his limited games, he has not only been good, he has been great when that has happened. And if you're looking for a point to like go, not necessarily against what you're saying, but the, hey, yes, you're right. The way to get there is to be disruptive in the middle of the pocket, but he's also shown that he can handle that to this point.
Right.
Now, It's a little bit different when the secondary isn't all dead, as they were with the Lions.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But it is a data point of, this is pretty impressive for a rookie.
No, it is. Any way you slice it, it is impressive for what he's doing as a rookie. And look, the pass rush of Detroit had been wildly effective until last week, right? It wasn't the strong suit of Tampa.
No.
They were, I think, like back middle of the NFL with their pass rush over the course of the season. But it doesn't take out the fact this is his first time playing in the playoffs. He's been really stinking good.
And
really good.
When you do want to talk about this exact defense, care to venture a guess which quarterback beat them under pressure the most this year?
In
a single game, not just because they played him twice.
Jaden Daniels.
Single game is Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
He was 6 of 13 for 117 yards and 3 touchdowns under pressure.
Early in the year, right?
No, this is the Week 16 game.
The Week 16?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited for this game. Well, I Kenny Pickett won't be on the other side.
No.
And this is where it comes down to. Jaden Daniels can beat you, but not from the sideline.
No.
And running the football is going to be huge for Philly. And with Saquon Barkley, the health and status of that left knee injury to Jalen Hurts is monumental here. But this is where, when you have your heavy personnel packages, when you just throw the kitchen sink at a team, that's where Philly thrives. And you're not going to be able to roll, you know, smaller groups. And that's where Dan Quinn's defense, they've been really stinking successful with playing in the modern NFL, where you've got smaller personnel groups in your back end. Your front seven, or at this point, front six, are going to be the guys that are asked to do a whole heck of a lot more. And they've answered the bell. Bobby Wagner has been absolutely a monster for them. The 95 tackles, leading the team in tackles this year. Bobby Wagner's been outstanding for them. But when you have a downhill monster in Saquon Barkley, like Kenny Pickett, that was a 3-point game that Kenny Pickett was a quarterback for. Washington won in Week 16, but Saquon got his too.
Yes.
Right?
And that is the Achilles heel of this Commanders defense, is their inability to stop the run between the tackles, which is a recipe for disaster. But if Jalen Hurts is not somebody you have to count for in the rush game, it doesn't hurt. Neuter the Eagles rushing game, because the Eagles are fantastic up front and with Saquon, but it does make the viability less daunting.
Yeah. And I'm looking at that Week 16 game. He threw 5 touchdowns. Remember, they had 3 in the fourth quarter alone. They picked him off twice in the back end.
Yeah. That first half, he had 2 throws that we went, what were those?
And one of them was Reed Blankenship, exciting whites. Cooper DeJean.
Yep.
Reed Blankenship.
Available at your local wine store.
I wonder if this is going to be an A.J. Brown game, though. Because you soften them up with the run game. You have you force them to commit more to the run game. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, where, all right, Jalen Hurts, if you want to make sure that you are what you think you are, and what everybody has talked about, taking the next step forward, he's got to take shots down the field.
With the arm.
No doubt about it.
All right, coming up next, it's Friday. It's 2:30-ish, which means it's time for Jeff Ross, America's new favorite game show. Here's the Big Coon himself with the Sports Zone Update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
It's 2:30-ish. It's Friday afternoon, which means it's time for Jeff Ross, America's number one game show. Jeff Ross, take us away.
Conference championship weekend this weekend in the NFL. The NFC up first. The Commanders 6-point dogs at the Eagles. That is a noon kick on Fox. Not known how close to normal Jalen Hurts will be with his knee injury suffered last week against the Rams. Do we see them lean more on Saquon Barkley? Will the commies key on Barkley and limit him? DraftKings currently has Barkley 130-plus rush yards at -106. He's gone for 150-plus in 3 of his last 4 games. So, Saquon Barkley, over
or
under 130 rush yards?
Over.
I'm taking the under. It's just too big a number.
I'm going over.
I mean, it's not that I don't believe in him. That's insane.
By the way, the one of those last 4 games where he didn't go for 150, I think it was 119.
Yeah, and I think he sat too.
I'm going over.
Look, it's not that I don't believe in him. It's just that
ride that horse.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's too big a number. I'm taking the under.
All right. Then at 3:30, the Chiefs, 2.5-point favorites, hosting the Bills. Buffalo eliminated by Kansas City in the playoffs 3 of the last 4 seasons. The Bills frequently, of course, on the precipice of greatness. They just can't seem to get over the hump, dating, of course, all the way back to their 4 straight Super Bowl losses in the early 90s. Josh Allen's legacy will be affected more by breaking through with a win
or
another loss to a dynastic franchise.
The win. He is the quarterback in the Super Bowl era with more wins, 7, than any other quarterback without a playoff appearance or without a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, that's why I think the loss will hurt more.
Ooh, just driving it down?
Yeah. I think the loss will hurt more than a win, because a win is only good if you get over that hump. Getting to the Super Bowl at this point, I don't think is enough.
I think the winner of this game wins the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, that's fair to say. But I say a loss would hurt more right now.
Immediacy, yes. Yeah. I think legacy, I think the win would be more impactful because it would allow the opportunity for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a bit already today. Pete Carroll reportedly agreeing to a 3-year deal for to be the head coach of Danny's favorite dysfunction.
Woo!
Whoa. Let's not call. Look, there's a lot of dysfunction that Danny's a fan of.
Yeah. Mm. I have a feeling the Raiders are number one, though, in terms of like the dysfunction level.
Yeah, the dysfunction ratio.
Yeah. Boy, the Blazers are close.
Yeah, but there's a...
Yeah, well, no. See, but they're not dysfunctional. They're just bad and can't get out of their own damn way.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally not dysfunctional. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't look at it as dysfunctional.
They're just bad and can't get out of their own way.
But that doesn't mean it's dysfunctional. They're just dumb. Wow. There's a difference between dumb and dysfunctional.
I wouldn't go that far. I just think that... Yeah, there's a lot up in the air.
Right.
There's a lot up in the air, and if it comes down, then yeah, it's not dysfunctional. I agree with that.
All right,
I agree here.
Pete Carroll also loosely rumored to be in the running for that Cowboys head coaching job. Mm. Both franchises with eccentric ownership situations. I think we can all agree on that.
At least you're not a Cowboys fan.
So Pete Carroll. He made the right choice with the Raiders.
Or
should have held out for the Cowboys.
Oh, great. He made the right choice. Danny's, of course, going to say right choice, but I back him on this. This is the right choice for him.
There's no culture saving in Dallas happening.
No.
There's no opportunity. As long as Jerry's alive, it's not going to happen.
No, because you're not going to be able to put your own culture in.
Whereas, I don't think there is a culture in Vegas right now, and that's the problem.
It is a big one. It's a big one. Yeah, it is. It's a big one right now.
Over on the opposite side of the country, Jacksonville has had an interesting situation. Recently, of course, we said Shad Khan said on a podcast he'd be willing to move on from Trent Baalke if a new head coach weren't enamored with him. Earlier this week, Bucks OC Liam Cohen took himself out of consideration for the Jags coaching job to remain in Tampa on a new deal that would have made him one of the highest paid coordinators in the league. However, on Wednesday, Jacksonville parted ways with Baalke, and late last night, Cohen reversed course to take the Jags job. So the Jacksonville Jaguars headed in the right direction.
Or
that franchise is still a steaming mess.
It's a mess. It's a mess because the order of operations are all screwed up in everything that they do. I'll have to see it before I believe it.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, and it will be.
I hope they figure it out.
I do too. Trevor Lawrence deserves better.
Yeah. And I think they care.
Yeah, I do.
Or there's some organizations like Dan Snyder's Commanders. I don't think they cared.
GM hire is going to be big.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
It needs to be not Trent Baalke.
All right, we're getting up against it here, but we got time for one more quickie. Nope. Don't look now. Oh, hello. The Trailblazers, 3-game win streak. They're wrapping up their road trip this afternoon in Charlotte against the Hornets. They're now 16-28 on the season, holding now the 8th worst record in the league. And what are we, year 2, 3, 4 of the tank, depending on who's keeping track. The Trailblazers, stop winning.
Or
relax.
Stop winning until I get to 22 wins. I'm gonna keep getting there and still until they clear that hurdle.
Yeah, I'm saying stop winning.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's so hard. It's so hard because like last night is a win that you want to be like, yes,
it's a more, good it's win. More fun when you win. Like,
but at the same time, you're like, God, gosh, it's not a great win. But it is.
It was also a very, very
a pretzel.
Just disgusting performance by the Magic.
Yeah.
Gargantuanly bad.
Yeah, they laid a massive egg.
I don't think you could have lost that game if you tried last night.
No. That was a T-Rex egg they laid. So.
Tell you what, we'll throw one more quickie in here because we haven't touched on this subject today at all.
Ooh, touch it.
Allegiant Stadium named the home of the CFP Championship game on January 25th, 2027. Extending the college football season even further is okay.
Or
do we need like 3 weeks between conference championship games and the start of the effing playoffs?
No, we don't.
No. But also, suck it, SEC. The championship game's not in your backyard anymore.
Ooh, yeah, good point. Mm. I think that I'm on board with the widely spread conversation of the college football season should end January 1st in Pasadena, California every year. Every year.
I like it.
It should. The Rose Bowl ending the college football season, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
The other bowls wouldn't like it.
But. You know what it would do? It would also bump the season forward 1 week,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it all that much more reasonable and feasible to do.
Well, does that mean, can we get rid of week zero and just make everything week one?
No.
In that regard?
Then you can move 0 week ahead of week.
Well, what I'm saying is,
yeah, I know.
Do we need the week zero with three games?
Your calendar would make so much more sense. And also, they're never going to do it, but you could eliminate conference championship games.
They're not going to because of the dollars.
It's money.
Sponsorships.
It's money.
Yeah.
But if you did that, calendar could make even more sense, too. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
All right. That's it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Russ, America's Number One Game Show. When we come back, we'll put on a nice little bow on today's show with the wise words of one Ichiro Suzuki. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Ichiro Suzuki was a first ballot Hall of Famer, not a unanimous one. And in his graceful way, we all kind of mockingly said it, but he also said it. He just wants to talk.
Yeah, well, no,
that one voter.
He invited the one voter over to his house to have a drink and talk.
And drown him.
If I'm that writer, I'm taking him up on that. Yeah, it'd be bet. Go to Japan.
Mm.
He's not paying for you to get there.
No.
But go to Japan. Have a drink with him.
Why are you dumb?
Why you are an idiot. Face the music and just be like, yeah, probably my bad.
Yeah. Why are you a dum-dum?
The only reasonable explanation for what he did is my bad, hand up, didn't mean it.
Both Ichiro and Derek Jeter both said it didn't matter. Number one, Derek Jeter should never have been anywhere close to unanimous. Number two, Ichiro should have been unanimous. So should Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
And yet,
there's a lot of guys that should be, and he's just in that long list. The pantheon of guys that old.
I'm so glad that a lot of those guys are, I don't want to say dying off, but going away.
Cycling out. We'll call them cycling. How about we do cycling out?
Because I'm tired of that. Well, I want it. It's like, no, go away. Stop it. I don't like you. No one likes you. Go away.
just vote for the guys that should be in every year. And
there you go.
If you didn't think and that's the other thing with Ichiro, like with Jeter, I could understand if it was like some Boston Globe writer. You know, because it's like Boston hates New York.
Sure.
Who hated the Mariners?
No one. No one had any right to care. And who hated Ichiro?
No, but Ichiro, even fewer people.
Ichiro might have the highest approval rating of any athlete in the modern era.
Yeah. We don't know anything about him.
Did you see the clip of Mariners girl? The girl that Ichiro went over to the stands
and
brought her back to throw to first pitch?
Yeah, that was great.
That was fantastic.
That was great.
And then surprised her with Ichiro to catch it.
That was great. Yeah, Ichiro's awesome. I love it. All right, hey. Conference championship weekend.
Hey-o.
I'm hoping for Bills, Commanders. I feel like
left
we're going
to
get
up.
Chiefs, Eagles.
Who are we? The Commanders.
God, ugh, such a bad song.
Oh, God. It's
it was worse than I thought it would be.
Told you.
You told me it was going to be bad.
Told you it was really bad.
Yeah, it was worse. It was worse.
It's still better than the...
No, it's not. That guy's a legend and an icon. And it's the Colts, you know?
Hmm.
All right, up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. Primetime with us. Good souk. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday from noon to three right here on The Fan.
Bye.